The Trekker Menus in Depth. So the first thing we're going to do is the application menu is F4.
Opening menu. Point of interest. Submenu 1 of 7. E.
Point of interest. We'll be talking about that a little later. If I go up arrow.
Exit E.
And that's exit Trekker.
Help. Submenu H.
Help will give you different choices. Quick help.
Settings. Submenu S.
Settings has a submenu. We've looked at one. I'm going to go into it briefly by using the right arrow.
Set GPS on S.
Set GPS on. I don't want to do that just yet. I'm going to go see what else is in this particular settings menu.
Dictionary D.
The dictionary has to do, it is not a speech exception dictionary where you can say, I don't like the way you're saying this, I want you to say something the other way. This sets the default language for Trekker. Up arrow.
Map activation, M.
Map activation. If you do not have a map on your Trekker, you will have to put one on, and I will describe how to do that in the not-too-distant future. However, I do want to go into this because you may have a map on your Trekker, but it is not activated. So there is no submenu here. So I need to hit the Enter key.
Closing menu. Map selection dialog. Selected maps. List box. U.S. underscore Washington underscore Virginia selected. 1 of 1.
Washington, Virginia. And that's the one I want, and it's selected. You can have several maps at a time. You would use your up and down arrows to select the map, and then to check it, you press the validate key. For instance, if I press the validate key now, I will uncheck this map.
U.S. underscore Washington underscore Virginia not selected.
And now I'm going to reselect it.
U.S. underscore Washington underscore Virginia selected.
I'm going to now use the tab key.
OK button.
And it's OK.
Activated map. U.S. underscore Washington underscore Virginia.
And I came out of the menus completely, so I have to pop into them again with the F4 key.
Opening menu.
And I will go back up to settings.
Settings. Submenu.
Into settings with the right cursor.
Dictionary. Map activation. M. Trekker speech rate. R.
This is where you could set a default speech rate, so when you turn Trekker on, it will always speak at that rate. And then, of course, you have the option to move with the, that would be the control, delete and control backspace, and temporarily change that until you turned it off and turned it back on.
Trekker volume, T.
Same thing, sets the default. Of course, you can use shift, delete, shift, backspace to change it on the fly.
General, submenu, G.
And now I'm up to general. Let's go into general. It is a submenu.
Distance unit, D.
You can decide whether you want your distance units to be in kilometers or in miles.
Reset default settings, R.
I don't want to reset defaults.
Position format, P.
Position format. This has to do with the longitude and latitude. Do you want the announcement to speak in terms of decimals, like 39, 23 point whatever, whatever, or do you want minutes and seconds? This is for the person who's really into geography.
POI creation, P.
POI creation. For now, I'm going to leave that alone, but this basically says when I create my own personal or point of interest, I want to record a message. You could have it so that it would create the POI without a recorded message, and in that case, it will assign a number. The disadvantage, of course, is that you have to remember when you get back home and want to do some editing what it is that POI 1, 2, 3, 4 all stood for. And you don't have to leave the recordings on. You can edit POIs, put in the proper name, and then delete the associated WAV file that you recorded when you were out and about.
Distance unit, D.
And we're all the way through general. I'm going to go up one level with the left arrow.
General, submenu, G.
Let's go forward with the up arrow.
Verbosity, submenu, V.
Now, there are several things you can explore with here. And this has to do with in what order Trekker will give you information.
Where am I? W.
Where am I? And I will actually go into this one because these can be a little tricky to change.
Closing menu. Where am I verbosity settings dialog. Please select your where am I verbosity preferences. Combo box, location, POI, intersection, 2 of 4.
Okay, that's one choice. And I'm in a combo box, which means I use the arrow keys to go up and down.
Location, POI.
That would give the location and then the closest point of interest.
Location, POI, intersection.
And that'll give you the intersection. That's the one we heard first.
Advanced mode.
And then we have advanced mode.
Reset to original.
And reset to original. If you go into advanced mode, then you get to pick yourself.
Where are my advanced settings dialog? Please select the first entry to be heard, the second, etc. First item, combo box, current location, 2 of 4.
Okay, I'm going to tab to the next.
Second item, combo box, nearest point of interest, 3 of 4.
Now, I actually want the point of interest last. What I want now is the intersection.
Current location, blank, nearest intersection.
Okay, now I'm going to tab to the next group.
Third item, combo box, nearest intersection, comma 4 of 4. Nearest point of interest. Current location, blank.
Or I could just have it blank. I guess I will get the POI here.
Current location, nearest point of interest.
Okay.
Okay button.
And I'm going to hit the enter key because it says okay.
Where are my verbosity settings have been modified? Trekker, main dialogue.
Then I'm back in the main dialogue. I want to go back into the menus. It took me all the way out.
Opening menu. Root, submenu, settings.
I'm in settings.
GPS on, S, dictionary, map activate, Trekker speech rate, up, Trekker volume, general, verbosity, submenu, V.
You can adjust the verbosity for browsing. If you want to know how far someplace is, you can just start walking if you have set it to report the distance. You can also adjust the verbosity for motorized mode. And now that you see how to do that, I will let you continue on your own with those.
Set GPS on S. Dictionary D.
And we are out of settings.
Root, submenu R.
Now here we have root. This is the next group of the next submenu above settings. Let's go into it.
Activate submenu A.
You can only activate a root once you've created it. Up arrow.
Reverse V.
Reverse is great. You can go into this menu when you've reached your destination using a root and say you want the route to take you back. You reverse it and it literally turns you around and gives you all the directions to get back to where you started from.
Reroute, R.
Reroute, again, there is a hotkey, shift, page down. Because sometimes, especially in a car, you don't want to take too long to reroute. You don't want to have to go into menus and find it.
Deactivate, D.
Deactivate means turn off the route. For some reason, you've decided you don't want the route running.
Edit, submenu, I.
Edit, you can only change the name of the route. You can't really edit the route.
Delete, submenu, E.
And I have, on occasion, deleted routes.
Browse, submenu, B.
Browse is great. Browse, you can create the route, and then browse it, see where it's taking you.
Create, submenu, C.
And create. Okay, I'm not going to create a route right now. We'll be doing that in about, two more sections. I'm going to use the left arrow to come up out of the submenu.
Route, submenu, R.
And I'm going to go up to navigation.
Navigation modes, submenu, N.
And let's take a look into navigation mode. What are my choices?
Browsing offline, B.
Browsing offline. Again, we have a hotkey, that being the end key. If I held it down, I would switch into browsing. Browsing lets you start from any place, put in an address or even your current position, and browse around. What is here? It's very, very handy. Going up arrow.
Free mode, F.
Free mode, we have the toggle for that, which is page up. And again, this is when you're in, say, a park. Ironically, the trucker itself will often go into free mode if it thinks it's no longer on a street.
Motorized mode, M.
And motorized mode, very handy. You don't want to try pedestrian mode in a car. If you do, your unit will just keep beeping at you because it has so much trouble trying to keep up. Because in pedestrian mode, you are getting more information. In motorized mode, like riding on a bus or in a cab, what you want to know is what street am I on, that, and what am I passing. Those are the most important pieces of information.
Browsing offline, B.
And we're back to browsing offline. I'm going to do left arrow to come up out of this.
Navigation modes, submenu, N.
And let's go up arrow.
Info, submenu, I.
We have info, okay. It's a submenu.
Route, R.
You could get information about the route that is set.
Where am I, W.
Where am I? Well, we have a hotkey for that.
System, S.
And I won't hit system because it just carries on a bit and tells you battery life, memory usage, and all of those sorts of statistics, including if there is a route activated, what route is activated, and then drops you back to the main dialogue.
GPS, G.
And GPS, it'll tell you again that it's on and how many satellites and so on.
Route, R.
Okay, I'm going to go back up.
Info, submenu, I.
And I'm going to use the escape key to get out of the menus because that's it.
Point of interest.
We're back to point of interest. Why don't we take a minute to look at point of interest? It's a submenu.
Search by distance.
Search by distance is extremely handy. You have to have an active connection to do this. But let's say you get to a point you want to know what's within a half mile, a mile, a mile and a half, 2 miles. There's 5 different settings, and it'll give you a list of points of interest within that range. And you set the range with this particular key.
Blank.
Let me go back in there.
Error message box. Exit tracker. No, but exit tracker canceled.
I accidentally, I was thinking I had to use the escape key to get out of the menus, and lo and behold, I started exiting tracker. So what I did was I tabbed to no, I didn't want to exit, and I hit the enter key.
Opening menu. Point of interest. Submenu. 1 of 7.
Okay, I did that with the F4 key, and we're going to go into the points of interest.
Search by distance.
Search by distance.
Search by address.
Search by address. You could put in an address.
Create, C.
Create. You can do that, of course, with the little round button in the middle of that tiny cursor cross.
Edit, E.
Edit. This is where you would take the POI.